The COVID years have been busy and creative ones for Joanne Bowers. She completed her term as president of the Rotary Club of Sudbury in June. She played an active role as board vice president of external affairs and communications with the Sudbury Business and Professional Women's Club, and in the middle of the pandemic shutdown, switched jobs. Bowers worked for many years as the development officer for Easter Seals Northeastern Ontario before she accepted a challenging job as chief administrative officer with the Northern Ontario Railroad Museum and Heritage Centre in Capreol in April 2021. She has always worked mostly behind the scenes but has been involved in the planning and marketing of numerous high-profile special events such as the Easter Seals Telethon, numerous fundraising golf tournaments, Dancing with the Stars, Blues for Food, and the Rotary's annual lobster dinner. Bowers grew up in Garson and attended Garson Falconbridge High School. There was a time when she wanted to escape to the bright lights of the big city. But after a stint with a big-name advertising agency in Toronto during the 1980s, where she met her husband, Murray, she decided Garson was a good place to raise a family. The couple have three adult children, Katie, Ryan and Aaron, who live close by. From 1990 to 2012, Bowers was a partner in a marketing and event planning company with clients such as Ontario Tourism, Rainbow Country Travel Association, City of Greater Sudbury, and the Canadian Council of Snowmobile Organizations. During this time, she was a member of the Board of Women on Snow Canada, a snowmobile group. They held fundraising events for Easter Seals, which is how she first became acquainted with the organization that provides programs and services for children with disabilities. Bowers also lent her considerable talents to United Way as a marketing committee member from 1994 to 2005. Her committee raised a lot of cash with the Billboard Rescue Campaign, introduced the Coats for Kids project, and develop strategies for the capital campaign that supports numerous charitable agencies and projects. At the Railroad Museum, Bowers is implementing the ambitious plans of the Volunteer Board and coming up with some new initiatives. The Northern Ontario Railroad Museum and Heritage Centre, established in 1993, tells the story of the North's railroading, lumbering and mining history. A variety of rolling stock, including a school car, are on display at Prescott Park while the former CN Superintendent's house is used for exhibits. A few years ago, the former Capreol Fire Hall was acquired for the museum's library and office and some exhibits. The board just kept growing and growing it and they have done a tremendous job over the years, she said. The museum is open to the general public from May to September and for tours by appointment in October and November. There are lots of people who love trains. The people who visited are 80% from out of town during the regular season with school groups and bus tours booking in the fall, Bowers said. Planning is underway to expand the Prescott Park area and build an outdoor performance area. We need an area for community events. We bring in 3,000 to 4,000 people for some events. As a Rotarian, Bowers follows their motto, service above self. She shares her thoughts on community service. Stand behind the things you believe in. Find what you love and direct your time and energies into a charity or organization that matches your passion. Bowers speaks with a smile in her voice about the people she has met doing community work. When I look back at all the people I have worked with, it is invaluable experience to volunteer with these organizations. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer. Helpers is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.